Marriage Drive. A series based on the mutual love and mistrust of a young married couple, with Richard Briers as George Starling and Prunella Scales as his wife, Kate.
On the day that we moved into our very first house, it did seem that the stormy seas we've been passing through for the last few weeks were decreasing to a sort of comfortably choppy stage. I was still going to have to go abroad for a bit, though the firm had delayed it to let us move in, and Kate was still pregnant at a rather unfortunate time. But any crying over that sort of spilt milk is a bit like shutting the stable door after the... Yes. Well, the main thing was that I'd at last been able to move out of my mother's place, and Kate and the baby out of hers, and we were on the brink of settling down to a normal married life again. If you can call it a normal married life, with one half of it about to fly to the tropics and the other half carrying a second baby before the first one's been christened. But anyway, the sight of our little home as we stepped out of the taxi with our cases dispelled all such worries, though I might have guessed that we'd have a fine crop of new ones before the removal men arrived. Well, there it is. May not be much, but it's ours.
It's wonderful, George.
Doesn't look bad, does it? Solid. Only a prefabricated walls or squeezed windows.
And from this minute, it's home.
Yeah. See that window? We'll be sleeping up there tonight. First time we've had our very own stairs to climb to get to bed.
Even if there isn't a carpet.
Who cares about carpets when you've got your own stairs?
We'll have a carpet tomorrow.
Luxury.
Well, best quality hair cord.
Well, it's just the thing.
Hard wearing.
Well, I mean, you don't want a thick pile on the stairs.
No.
No.
We haven't got a very thick pile anywhere.
That's because there wasn't a very thick pile in the bank.
It doesn't matter. You've done marvellously, George.
Thank you, darling. Okay, well, before we're arrested for planning a burglary, how about going in?
Yes, right.
I'll take the cases if you'll open the gate. What was that?
The gate.
Was it? Oh, I'll see to that.
Thank you, darling.
Oh, hello. That had to do with the trim.
We're biting shears.
What? Nonsense. This is suburbia. You borrow everything off the neighbours. Where's that key?
Well, they expect to be able to borrow something off us.
Who, the neighbours? They will, don't worry. You'll be hanging out the washing and Mrs. Thing next door will pop her head over the fence and ask you for half a pint of sugar, you see.
Hanging out the washing in my own garden.
Yeah. Makes you feel quite old, doesn't it?
Oh, no.
Doesn't it? We're all domesticated with house, garden and washing line. Comparing your whiteness with next door's. I said, do you think you ought to have a name hanging up there?
No, I don't.
No? Monrepose, Chez Nous, Dan Roman.
Certainly not.
Or one of those made-up ones, you know, where half of it's the wife's name and half of it's the husband's.
K-A-G-E.
No, scrub the name. Well, how do you like to be carried over the threshold?
I don't think that ladies who are carried over thresholds are usually pregnant, George. In any case, you know what happened the last time you offered to carry me over?
What?
When we came back from our honeymoon and we couldn't find the key to the flat.
Yeah, well, that isn't going to happen again, is it? I've got it here. Right, now. It's a bit stiff.
George.
Now, don't start.
What's the... Are you sure it's the right key?
Well, of course it is. It's in the lock, isn't it?
Yes. They will go in the lock sometimes, but if they have the wrong key, they won't turn.
Look, how can it be the wrong key? The only other key I had was Dad's, and I gave that back to
him. What's that other one you're holding, then?
I thought I gave it back to him.
Sure.
Now, don't look like that. There's no harm done. I just got to take that key out of the lock and...
Sometimes...
Just be quiet, will you, please, Ken? Sometimes what?
Sometimes when it's the wrong key, it won't come out again.
Oh, thank you. Nice to know we've got a technical expert among us. So perhaps, as the expert, you'd care to try and get the key out of the door.
There you are.
But you...
You did the groundwork, darling.
Yes.
You can carry me over the threshold if it'll cheer you up, George.
I don't think I can manage the two of you. Oh. Well... We're in.
Well, they certainly took everything.
From what I remember of it, they were very welcome.
Yes, it does look nice, doesn't it?
Very beautiful, darling.
No, but I mean, you can see it now, can't you? It was all so cluttered up before, especially in here. Oh, darling, it is a lovely room, isn't it?
It's not a bad size, no.
I always think it's nice when you have two rooms knocked into one.
Oh, yes, can't believe it. Well, it gives you a good sweep, yes.
I've got such plans for it.
Oh, good.
What?
Well, I hope you weren't going to leave it like this.
Haven't you got plans?
Oh, yes, if I'm allowed to mention them.
No, don't be silly. It's going to be a joint thing. You and I are going to plan it together.
Thank you, darling.
I shan't do anything without consulting you first. It's got a happy atmosphere, hasn't it?
The room?
Oh, the whole house. I mean, they were a nice couple, even if they did have too much furniture.
Yes.
And they said how happy they'd been here, didn't they?
Yeah, well, we were potential buyers. You wouldn't have expected them to tell us about the poltergeist in the bedroom. No, it has got a nice atmosphere, darling.
We'll be happy here, too.
Of course we will.
I mean, the last few months living with different mums and all our stuff in store, no wonder we were a bit gritty.
Gritty? Every row we had practically produced the sands of the Nile. Never heard so many door slams.
No, I have stamped out of the room once or twice, haven't I?
Well, things will be better now.
Yes, of course they will. We'll sit here in the evenings reading or watching TV, and I'll serve supper on the table down that end.
Lovely. What?
I thought we'd make the garden half a sort of dining area.
Where?
What?
Well, where will we be sitting?
On the sofa against this wall.
Well, where's the TV then? In the fireplace?
No, somewhere over here.
What? Here?
Yes.
And we're sitting here with our backs to the wall, getting a cricket on it.
Oh,
we are, darling. If you have a sofa against the wall, it'll be like having a box at the theatre. We'll have to peer sideways.
Well, where do you want the sofa?
Well, considering you said this was to be joint planning.
All right, where do you want it?
Well, obviously, sticking out here, at an angle.
Across the room?
Well, it's better than being jammed up against the wall. It'll feel like the back row of the pictures.
If you have the sofa where you want it, that makes the TV set the focal point.
Well,
the fireplace ought to be the focal point.
Well, in the summer?
Why not?
Well, we shan't be having a fire, shall we? What's the point of sitting jammed up against one wall, staring at a hole in the wall opposite?
Really can't see what you're going on about. If you've got such a sensitive neck, why can't you pull the sofa out when you switch the set on?
What, and risk a hernia every time I want to see Perry Mason?
What about if we have it your way and the set's off?
How do you mean?
Sitting here staring at an empty screen.
That's better than sitting over here looking at a hole in the wall.
Why don't you stop calling that rather nice fireplace a hole in the wall?
Rather nice fireplace? You've seen it properly. Look at it. The full landlady rubbish. Sort of thing that goes with a row of flying China ducks and that painting of the native woman with the green face.
Nonsense.
The moment I clapped eyes on it, I felt like wading into it with a coal hammer.
You never mentioned it before.
No, but you don't, do you? Naturally, you don't. I mean, they could obviously live with it. Quite frankly, I didn't notice it until we sat down and they got the sherry out.
Oh, I see.
What?
You thought you wouldn't get a second sherry if you knocked their fireplace.
That is absolutely typical, if I may say so. Just because you had to cut down your alcoholic intake, you begrudge me even a half glass of medium sweet.
You didn't have to criticise the fireplace in front of them. You could have mentioned it to me when we left.
And what would you have done? Come back and waded into it with a coal hammer?
Please, let's take one thing at a time. This conversation started with a disagreement about the position of the sofa. If it'll make you happy, then for heaven's sake, you can have it spread out across the room like a breakwater.
Breakwater?
And we'll move the television table so near to it that you'll be able to put your legs under it and have your supper off the top of the set.
Wait.
I am merely trying to prevent this room, which was once two rooms, looking like two rooms. If you quite blatantly turned one half of it into a private television den reserved exclusively for you and Perry Mason.
I was only trying to avoid a hernia.
All right, perhaps you'd like it to look like two rooms. Why don't you buy 10 bobs worth of hardboard and put up a partition?
Of course, I don't want that.
Oh, good. Well, we're agreed about one thing. Now, let's start again from scratch. We could have a set here in the middle of the room, and the sofa could be here by the front window facing it.
Yes, that's fine, darling.
Well, the only drawback would be if you were late for a programme, you wouldn't be able to see it the instant you came through the door. You'd have to miss 2 or 3 seconds while you doubled round in front of the set.
Darling, I'm sorry.
Don't be silly, darling. I said it was going to be a joint plan, and I meant it.
Yes.
Well, it didn't seem as though you thought I meant it.
No.
You didn't?
No. Yes. What's the question?
Did you think I meant it when I said that you were going to be consulted?
No.
What?
Well, darling, I'm sorry, but you said it before, you see, and it always seems to end up with me deciding what you wanted me to decide before you said I could have a say. No, well, not always. Let's settle for sometimes.
But...
and decide not to discuss it. Anyway, I'm delighted, darling. I really am. Let's face it. I only make the odd suggestion because I know absolutely nothing about it.
No, quite.
What? What? You just said I didn't know anything about it.
No, you said it, darling. I agreed with you.
Hey?
Anyway, I've suggested and you've agreed that we have the sofa up there and the set down here and it won't look like two rooms and nobody will be staring into a hole in the wall.
Wonderful, darling.
Thank you, darling. And the armchair here...
Yes?
...which won't actually be facing the TV set...
No.
...but if somebody wants to watch, they can turn it round without doing themselves a permanent injury.
Yes.
Is that all right?
Yes.
Thank you, darling.
No, thank you, darling.
No, it was a joint effort.
Oh, it wasn't really.
Well, you agreed that's the main thing.
Is it?
Yes, of course it is.
You know what?
What?
This house has got an atmosphere.
A happy one?
Yeah.
Yes, it has, and we'll make it even happier.
Yeah, for the people who come after us.
Oh, darling, don't talk about that before we've even got the carpets down.
No, but we will, honestly. I've got a feeling. Sorry about just now.
Don't be silly.
It's, you know, it's just that I wanted the room to look...
Yes, I know.
Well, we both do.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's fine now, because you'll be able to sit up here watching television and then stroll down this end when I serve up the meal.
Yeah, bye. What?
Well, you know, I said just now, I thought the dining table could be down this end.
The garden end?
Isn't that all right?
Yes, I... What, you mean here?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, we haven't got a separate dining room, darling.
No.
And if we eat in the kitchen, we shan't be able to watch TV.
We shan't be able to watch TV anyway, shall we?
What?
With a set in the middle of the room, it'll have its back to us.
We can turn it round.
Yeah, I know, don't you see? That is the whole trouble, darling. Every time we want to watch television, we have to change the entire room.
Sure.
So I'm not getting gritty, darling. I promise. I'm just pointing out quietly and affectionately.
All right. So suppose you have your set up here by the front window and we're eating down there. You probably won't be able to see the programme for the sofa, and even if you risk disabling yourself by moving that, you'll still need a keen ear and a telescope.
Yes, well, sarcasm's not going to help, is it?
You could buy another set and have the two of them back to back in the middle of the room.
Darling, I just said that sarcasm is not going to get
well,
us anywhere.
Well, the only thing that is going to help is the sense of priority.
Yeah, your priority?
Certainly not. It's a joint effort.
Is it?
What?
Who put the dining table down this end?
Yeah, well, where else do you
Who put the dining table down this end? Right. And that's going to help it look like one room, is it? With one half of it taken up with a cosy little eating house.
What about your television desk?
One half of the room at a time, please.
Well, all right, well, where does the table go? Lengthways? I suppose your ideal would be to have one of those baronial hall ones with you right up there and me right down there and the television set halfway along it, facing you.
Well, as I said, if your only contribution is to make sarcastic remarks...
What's your contribution been, may I ask? Every time I put a piece of furniture down, you move it somewhere else.
It's supposed to be a joint...
Well, quite frankly, I'm resigning from that partnership. It's all yours, George. You plan the room. Just give me a shout when you've done it.
Hey! Well, she slammed her first door. Kate, darling, where are you? Are you in the kitchen?
That'll teach me.
What?
Not to slam doors. Well, not yet. You feel such a fool stamping from one empty room into another. You can't even sit down and have a good cry because there's nothing to sit on.
Sorry, darling, it's my fault for arguing.
Oh, since I was the one that got gritty. Do you think a cup of tea would help?
Might do.
Well, put the kettle on then, darling, will you? It's in the basket. I'll go back in the main room and see if I get the bright ideas.
Right. I like a nice cup of tea in the morning. No. Hello? What's wrong with this tap? Well, the water must be on. I distinctly remember writing to the people of... Oh, I better check the gas. Oh, blimey, no gas. Oh, dear, no electricity. Oh, Lord, it's not my day. Kate.
Oh, hello, Johnny. I was miles away.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid you're going to wish you were back there.
What?
There's no water.
No water?
Or gas.
George.
Don't reach for the light switch. None of that either. But it isn't my fault, darling. Honestly, I know I wrote to all the people. But at least I'll stake a bet on it. Well, a small bet. But not to worry. I'll ring them now. I'm sure they'll send somebody around right away. I have to send someone for this first.
Sure.
Well, we can live without the phone.
Can't live without gas, light and water.
No. No, I suppose, you know, if we were to count our blessings, you know, look on the bright side, we could say thank goodness we haven't got central heating, because at least we've got an open fire.
No coal.
Oh. Well, I'll pop next door, ask if I can use their phone.
You better ask if we can use their gas and water.
Oh, I could do without a cuppa.
The removal men can't.
What?
Well, we can't expect complete strangers to brew tea for our removal men.
Well, do our removal men have to have tea?
Of course they have to have tea.
Well, I mean, if you don't offer it, perhaps they will think of it.
Of course they'll think of it. They'll be staggering about with tea chests full of our things, won't they? They'll have tea on their minds from the moment they start unloading.
Providing they get here.
What?
Well, looking on the bright side again, darling.
Yes, and counting our blessings, yes.
Perhaps I forgot to order them.
George!
No, it's all right. They're organised, all right, I promise you. We may not have the means of making a quick cuppa, but the people who are absolutely dying for a quick cuppa are heading this way right now, trust me.
Oh, George, I do love you.
What?
I don't care if you did forget to write to all those people.
I don't think I did.
And I don't think you did.
Don't you, darling?
No, darling.
Thank you, darling.
I'm sure you wrote to them. You probably just forgot to post the letters.
I don't think I did.
Well, I don't think you did.
Thank you again, darling. Hello, hello.
But a mobile man.
Why didn't they ring? We've got a doorbell.
Not without electricity.
Oh, no, that's the point, yeah. Do you think they've settled for a drop of beer? I could nip over to the off-license.
No, I shall simply tell them a plain unvarnished truth.
What, I forgot to post some letters?
Certainly not. I shall blame the public services. Men always like a good grumble about that.
That's the plain unvarnished truth, is it? I'll let them in.
Oh.
I beg your pardon?
Are you the surveyor?
No. As a matter of fact, I thought you were the removal men.
Only I'm from next door, and I thought the new people was moving in today. Are you doing the carpets?
No. I'm the new people. Well, one of them. My name's Starling.
Starling?
Yes.
Oh.
What?
Only I thought it was Bellamy. I met them, you see, Mr. and Mrs. Bellamy, when Mr. and Mrs. Harper, who was here before, showed them over the house.
Oh, I see. Do come in.
Thank you. Only I gathered from Mr. and Mrs. Bellamy, who were very taken with the house, and I've been away with my sister since, so naturally I expected to see them.
Oh, well, now you'll be able to see my wife.
Only Mr. and Mrs. Bellamy were so taken with the house, and I must say I took to them. They were more Mr. and Mrs. Arthur's age, you know.
Oh, really?
And mine.
Ah, darling, this is Mrs.
Baker.
Baker, from next door, my wife.
How do you do, Mrs. Baker? Which way next door, that way or that way?
Oh, not that way.
What?
That's the Wheelers. I don't have anything to do with the Wheelers. It was partly because of the Wheelers that Mr. and Mrs. Arthur left, you know.
Really?
They have 4 children under 5. I've often thought to myself, I'd pass Mrs. Wheeler in the street and not recognise her if she wasn't wearing a maternity smock. Morning, noon and night, there'd be a minimum of 2 of them bawling their heads off. These walls are like paper, you know.
Well, it seems very quiet at the moment.
Yes. Mr. and Mrs. Harper used to say there was the odd lull before the storm. Oh, they was wonderful people, Mr. and Mrs. Harper. I was broken-hearted to see them go. But then I thought, well, that nice Mr. and Mrs. Bellamy are moving in.
Yes, well, I'm very sorry that we're not nice Mr. and Mrs. Bellamy, but...
When I was talking to Mr. Bellamy, I was thinking to myself, well, he'll be able to do all those little things to help me that Mr. Harper's done over the years. I'm arthritic, you know.
Oh, dear.
Yes, my joints get seized up. It's been all I could do sometimes to open my front door, come round here and ask Mr. Harper to give me a hand.
A hand?
With whatever I wasn't able to do on account of my joints. Oh, he mowed my lawn, he pruned my roses, mended my breakages, he was a saint. And Mrs. Harper used to help with me mending, hanging out the clothes. She'd do my shopping when she did her.
Yes, well, I'm glad we've met Mrs. Baker, and now we've got a lot of things to do. You know how it is. A lot of things to do before the removal men arrive, so if you wouldn't mind...
Are you period?
I beg your pardon?
Your furniture. Mr. and Mrs. Harper had some lovely pieces.
Really, really. Yes, well, I expect Mr. and Mrs. Bellamy had too, don't you? I'm afraid our stuff is a bit crossbred. You'll be able to have a good look at it, actually, if you happen to be near your front window when the men arrive. Well, thank you for calling, Mrs. Baker, and I feel sure we shall be seeing lots of you from now on.
George, how can you laugh?
It's the only alternative I can think of to sobbing me out, though.
Of all the neighbours we could have had.
I can't wait to see you hanging out her washing.
Yeah, while you're indoors mending her breakages. No, but you said the walls are like paper. I should be terrified every time there's a peep out of Helen.
Rubbish. One complaint from Mrs. Baker and she doesn't get her breakages mended. Now, I say the Wheelers sound much more like our cup of tea.
Oh, I do hope so. Wouldn't it be awful to find ourselves living between the devil and the deep blue sea?
Oh, no. I certainly bet on the Wheelers. Well, I mean, if Mrs. Baker doesn't like them, they can't be all bad. Well, all children cry.
Yes. Did you say that was a minimum of 2?
No, it sounds more like a maximum of 8.
Well, we've only got 4.
Perhaps she's had quads since Mrs. Baker last saw her. Ah, there's a removal man. Well, heck, heavens, one thing's going our way, eh, darling? Perhaps that noise will take their minds off a cup of tea.
Hello, I'm from next door, Penny Wheeler. I saw Mrs. Baker leaving, so I guess you must have arrived. Well, I just came to say welcome to Caldecott Road, and if there's anything Toby and I can do to help, don't hesitate to let us know. Are you married?
Yes.
Oh, good. And you see, a couple of young men came to look over the house, and I thought perhaps you might be moving in with a friend. Is your wife here?
Well, yes, do come in.
Oh, thank you. Yes, how do you do? I'm Penny Wheeler. Don't take any notice of the noise. They kick up that din the moment I leave the house. Party exercises their lungs, and besides, I don't like to beat them up every time they give vent to natural self-expression. So please don't worry if you hear them getting strong at times. It probably only means that I've popped out to the shops for half an hour. Have you got children?
Yes.
Oh, good. Then we'll have a great kitty get-together, shan't we? Well, in the near future, anyway, we've got measles and mumps at the moment. Well, I better dash that before they break through the wall. But I'll organize an evening. You come to us or we'll come to you. It's quite splendid because one doesn't need a sitter. The walls are so thin, you can hear every wail. I'm sure Toby will be banging on your door this evening to introduce himself. Goodbye. Oh, there's someone here. I need a removal man or carpets or something. Bye again.
It's me, actually.
Oh, Miles.
Who was that?
What?
The tornado in Saks.
Oh, a neighbour.
Really? Well, you've jumped up quickly, haven't you? Well, how about all this then?
Do you like it?
Well, I can't tell. I mean, you said it didn't look much from the outside.
What? Oh, no, I did. But it's not its best feature.
Anyway, I seem to be the only person who hasn't seen it yet. And when the firm gave me an assignment that was so fine to missionary country, they said I could take a car.
Come in, you idiot.
Well, I was so near, I couldn't resist.
Miles.
Hello, Kate. I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No, we're just doing a housewarming, Miles, but you're very welcome. It's about time you're the only person who hasn't seen it yet.
I know.
You just said so. Well, this is the baronial hall.
Oh, yes.
You'll have to use a bit of imagination.
Well, if you can, I can. I mean, it must have taken something to drag you away from Wild West 14 to Wildest SW12.
Yes, well, you see the outside, Miles. Isn't that something?
The outside? Oh.
Yeah, well, come and see the main room.
Ah, yes, the show place.
Well, not yet.
No. But George has gone on about it more than Zummer. He says you can. He says you can run the 100 yards in it all. Or something.
Yes, well, you have to use your imagination.
Yes, I am, George.
Yes.
It's so much better than having two small rooms.
Oh, yes.
Of course, I mean, you couldn't quite do the 100 yards, is it?
No.
But it's a good length.
Yes.
For this area.
Oh, yes.
Oh, but we didn't choose the fireplace.
Oh, didn't you? I mean...
Well, I'm not mad about it myself.
No. Well, you could always have it... You could always have it ripped out, couldn't you? And put a new one in.
I rather like it.
What? Oh, well, yes, Kate, it's certainly got its points. I mean, I don't feel strongly about it like George.
But come over here and look at the garden.
Ah, yes, now, this is something else I've heard about. Blazing on the lawn, of course, you'll have to buy a motorman.
Well, you have to use your imagination.
Yes, I'm doing that again, George.
I mean, there isn't a lawn at the moment.
No.
But it's just a question of getting those old paving stones up.
Yes.
And... sowing a bit of seed.
Sowing a bit of seed.
Won't take any time.
Oh.
Come to the kitchen.
What? Oh, right. No, I mustn't stop.
Show me a minute, darling. Now, now look.
Mm.
It's not a big kitchen.
No.
But it's very compact.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, yes.
It's nice and light, too.
Yes. And, the hatch.
What?
The hatch into the main room, where is it?
Oh, well, that's what we hoped to have.
Oh, I see. You sort of gave me to understand that it was actually...
Yes, well, I didn't think there was anything in the way of it.
But there was?
Yes.
Ah.
An iron girder.
Well, you can't argue with an iron girder, can you?
No.
But
it's not far, you know, from here to the main room.
No distance at all.
No. Of course, I mean, nothing's working at the moment.
No, but I'm... using my imagination.
What?
What?
You don't have to use much imagination to visualize water coming out of a tap.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yes, well, come see the rest of it. Oh, hello, darling. He's mad about the kitchen.
It is nice, isn't it?
Yes, nice and light.
Oh, you noticed, did you?
No, George told me. I would have noticed.
Well, now, come and see upstairs.
Well, honestly, George, I don't think I've got time. I was on my way. I only stopped off.
You've got a very nice bedroom.
Have you? Oh, yes, I'm sure you have.
And two other rooms.
Oh, good.
And a big airing cupboard.
Yes. Well, another time, eh? If you ask me. Well, I'm sorry about the panic. Nice to see you again, Kate. Cheerio, George.
We've got a downstairs loo.
What?
Oh, marvellous. It's not bad for a house this size.
No, no, no. That's really living, George.
Well, we're going to have some roses out there.
Lovely.
And I'll trim that hedge.
Good. Right. Well, I think it's all... Goodbye.
Well, I think he was quite impressed.
He wasn't. He hated it.
Nonsense.
He couldn't get out fast enough.
Well, he's the only one.
Is he?
What do you mean? Your parents loved it, my mother loved it.
They knew we loved it, so they weren't likely to knock it, were they?
All right, we loved it, and we still do, so what does it matter what Miles thinks? He was probably just envious.
Envious? When he came in here, you could practically hear what he was thinking. What a crummy suburban little duck.
Well, that's your fault.
My fault?
Well, from what he said, you'd obviously made it sound like a Mayfair penthouse.
I beg your pardon.
Do the 100 yards in the main room, serving hatch in the kitchen.
It wasn't just that, it wasn't just that.
Well, what was it then?
He felt sorry for us.
Sorry for us?
Living right out here, cut off from all our friends.
Well, we'll make new friends.
Who?
Well, you said yourself, Mrs. Thing next door borrowed the sugar.
Those aren't friends, those are neighbours.
Well, what's the difference?
Look, Dudley, they're just quibbles. The fact is, we have bought a pit in a poke and we're stuck with it. Just look at that fireplace.
George, if there's a television set in the room, you will never notice the fireplace.
Don't start on that TV bit again.
Miles just hasn't got any imagination.
Hasn't he? He's got a damn sight more than we have. He'd have seen his place straight away for what it was. A suburban...
Pig in a poke?
Nothing. No character.
The happy atmosphere.
For 5 minutes.
What do you mean?
We're in love with it. Fine, all right, lovely. But love's blind, isn't it? It's like when you get married, you're madly in love to start with. Let's face it, we know that doesn't last.
What?
In 2 months' time, I guarantee we'll be sitting here hating every stick and stone, just longing to get out of it.
We lasted longer than 2 months.
It's a load of a... What? I know we did. What are you talking about?
How long did we last?
Good grief, Kate, what's got into you now?
Well, you said love doesn't last. When did it fly out of the window with you?
What are you talking about?
Well, it doesn't matter. That's the way you feel. There's obviously nothing to worry about because you won't be staying here very long anyway.
Oh, now, darling. Oh, blimey. Look, darling.
Don't answer our suburban front door.
You know that I didn't
Go
mean...
Go on, George.
Oh. Mr. Charlie?
Yes?
Telephone engineer.
Oh,
yes, enough. An hour's time, you'll be able to start ringing around your friends and asking them to the housewarming.
Yes.
This your first house?
Yes.
Well, it's a great day, eh? I'll never forget mine. Well, me and the old girl, we're still there. First and last house for us. We often talk about that great day when we moved in.
Yes, lovely, lovely. Look, the phone's in there.
Is it? Yes. Oh, right. Over here? Right.
Yes. Darling, I did remember the telephone.
Oh, good grief. Gas, electricity. Well, we've tried before, it was nowhere near.
He took me off, he's seen signs of life when he passed.
Yes.
Kitchen through here, is it?
That's it, Tom. I've done this house for the last people. Blimey, that was a day, eh, Tom?
What?
10 o'clock in the morning, they were knocking back the beer in the kitchen.
Well, you know where it is, then?
Any beer?
No.
Oh.
Darling? Darling, where are you? Ah, darling. I said I was sorry, but cheer up, or you won't enjoy the great moment.
Great moment?
The first day in our first house.
The first day in our crummy dump.
Oh, nonsense.
That's what you called it?
I don't mean everything I say.
You said you loved me.
I didn't mean that either.
What?
Oh, darling.
Excuse me, the door was open.
Removals?
Yes.
Come in, come in.
Tara, shall I be here?
Yeah, honestly, darling, you wait till we get all our bits and bobs up, you know. Carpets down, the gas on. Just think, won't be long before we can have a glass of water. And I did order all the people, didn't I?
Yes.
And I'm going to let you plan the main room.
No.
Yes, you can put the television set where you like, and wherever it is, I'll find a way of sitting in front of it. Honestly.
Excuse me. One casualty, I'm afraid, and it'll be a battle between us and the repository company as to whose fault it is. Your television set's got a broken screen.
In that episode of Marriage Lines were Richard Briers and Prunella Scales as George and Kate Starling. Miles was played by Edward D'Souza, Mrs. Baker by Gretchen Franklin, Mrs. Wheeler by Norma Ronald, and the other parts by John Badley and Alec Bragonzi. Marriage Lines was written by Richard Waring and produced by Charles Maxwell. ¶¶